BBC News. The British government has announced unprecedented measures to tackle the economic impact of the coronavirus. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, said the state would pay 80% of the wages of all those not able to work for the next 3 months. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said entertainment venues, including theatres, gyms, restaurants and pubs, must close by the end of Friday. There's been another sharp increase in the number of deaths from COVID-19 in Italy. 627 people have died in Italy in the past 24 hours. Countries worldwide have been placing more restrictions on the movement of people. The United States is closing its borders to all but essential travel from Saturday, in a move agreed with Canada and Mexico. In New York, the Dow Jones has suffered further falls, closing down by 4.6%. The head of the World Health Organization has warned young people to heed warnings about the threat posed by the coronavirus. He said they were not invincible. Nigerian officials have asked people not to take the anti-malaria drug chloroquine to fight the virus, after hospitals reported that people had overdosed on it. On Thursday, President Trump suggested that chloroquine might prove an effective treatment. In other news, the United States says it has successfully tested its first prototype of a hypersonic missile. The Pentagon said it flew at about 5 times the speed of sound following its launch from Hawaii. Reports from Iran suggest that a deal has been reached with France for a prisoner swap. Iranian state media say the French authorities have released an engineer who was facing extradition to the United States. In return, Tehran has reportedly released a French academic, Roland Marshall, who's been detained since June. BBC News.